Let me again say that William Barr, the Attorney General, is the best appointment made by this president to date, in my estimation. You look at the way that William Barr conducts himself. He toys with these people. When he's testifying on Capitol Hill, I just find it entertaining the way William Barr, who is a veteran of Washington politics, will be a bit sarcastic, will say something a little smartass, if you will. And he gets a little smirk on his face because it amuses him to watch people like, Adam Schiff or Gerald Nadler, or whoever he's toyed with in the past. But he also toys with the media because he understands that in this day and age, the Democrat Party and the mainstream media are often one and the same. The media carries the water for the Democrats, and the Democrats, appear on certain programs en masse, and they try to put out this narrative. The narrative is failing, by the way, across the country. We'll get to that a bit later. But William Barr took to the podium right after the president yesterday at the White House to chide the media because of all the assumptions they were making, because they were speculating that Donald Trump was just going to put the question on the 2020 census, and that's the way it was going to be, which would have been obviously out of step with what the Supreme Court had just ruled. Now, Donald Trump has never gone against the Supreme Court or done anything of that kind, of that nature at all. But the media was out there wildly speculating, as the media does. And here is how William Barr responded to that. It's bite number four.
Some in the media have been suggesting in the hysterical mode of the day that the administration has been planning to add the citizenship question to the census by executive fiat without regard to contrary court orders or what the Supreme Court might say. This has been based on rank speculation and nothing more. As should be obvious, there has never been under this has never been under consideration. We have always accepted that any new decision to add a citizenship question to the census would be subject to judicial review.
The historical mode of the day. I think that's the quote of the day. Who's with me? You with me on this? The historical mode of the day, chiding the media. You guys are a bunch of fools, basically, right? I love that. Rank speculation is all that ever was. We wouldn't go against the Supreme Court. You can't do that. This is America. And Donald Trump doesn't have the ability to go against the Supreme Court, as William Barr aptly pointed out. But then he gets to the heart of the issue. Now, I don't know how many mainstream media outlets picked up on this, but this is the crucial part of the issue. Because if you look at California or New York or Texas, these are states that have large populations of illegal aliens. And this is the number that we need to have counted, because in California, there's 4.5 million illegal aliens, maybe more, depending on who you ask. And what that translates into is members of Congress, because each member of Congress represents, on average, 733,000 Americans. So if you have 4 million illegals living in California that are counted, that's 5 seats in Congress. So people in Congress have more representation in California than they should have. And people in places like Michigan and Ohio that are likely to lose seats after the 2020 census, we are going to be giving power to California it does not deserve. And with the power comes extra votes in the Electoral College, extra federal funding, more money goes to road projects and bridge projects back to those states. And states like Michigan, like Ohio, like the rest, get the short end of the stick. So here's Bill Barr explaining why this is so important, bite number five.
There is a current dispute over whether illegal aliens can be included for apportionment purposes. Depending on the resolution of that dispute, this data may be relevant to those considerations. We will be studying this issue. Congratulations again, Mr. President, on taking this effective action.
So there you have it. It's apportionment. Apportionment, you see, if California is allowed to keep those members of Congress, smaller states pay that price. California already has 54 members in Congress, plus its two senators, or 52, or whatever it is, mid-50s, right? And the point is, that seat maybe should still be in Michigan, or in Ohio, or even New York, because New York has been losing members of Congress over the past few decades, one at a time. And so if you're looking at a state like California, where Jerry Brown, the previous governor, made it a sanctuary state and says, we're not going to follow federal law. We're just going to let the illegals come in. We're going to count them. That's the way it is. Too bad. And then if you have a state like Michigan, where I live, where the federal law is followed and illegal aliens are sent back, then you're allowing a state like California to break federal law and benefit politically from it and financially from it. And in effect, you're committing voter fraud. How is that? Quite simple. If you're counting illegal aliens and you get five more members in Congress that become five more votes in the Electoral College, and illegal aliens and non-citizens are not allowed to vote in federal elections, and yet five votes get cast in the Electoral College for president of the United States, is that not, in effect, voter fraud? Of course it is. Of course it is. That's voter fraud, black and white, very simple. And so when you look at places like Houston, Texas, that have upwards of a million illegal aliens in the greater Houston area, that by itself translates to one member of Congress that the state of Texas is not deserving of. And again, it comes back to money, political power, clout, all of these things that smaller states get the short end of the stick on. And so it's time for the rest of the country to say, listen, we have to enforce our immigration laws. We have to count the people that are here. We have to know what the facts are. Very simple. And the president here made a spectacular move to sidestep the census, go straight to the federal agencies and explain to them they must turn over immediately all relevant numbers. So for that maneuver, I give high grades to Attorney General William Barr and high grades to the president for doing the right thing and figuring it out. Big news of great importance to you and to me. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.